Charlie, your story, ziplining with my family. Talk to me a little bit about it. I know you thought for quite a while about what to call your story.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about why you chose that?
At first, I just had ziplining in Costa Rica because I didn't really think about making a title at all. I was just like, oh, this is just like a basic thing. It just sums up what the story is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like realized it wasn't like the best title, so I changed it to just ziplining. And that really wasn't any better, so I decided to do it ziplining with my family because my sister was there with me.
Okay. Now, I know that during the process of writing your story, you worked on word choice. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
In the first, like, sentence, basically, when I screamed at my sister, I didn't just write chief, like, zip down the line. I had to use sword because she went like extremely fast. She was like flying down it.
Mm-hmm.
And where is the one? I wrote, I was about to panic because I was accelerating to a very high speed, like panic and accelerating.
That's your
except
good words.
I was going very fast and I was scared.
Okay. Now, during the process of creating your story, I noticed you changed kind of the flow of the story to make it more exciting, perhaps. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Because at first I only had like an exciting part in like the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I first brought in the first sim, and it didn't, like the whole story was just like a list of fun stuff after that.
Right.
So I decided to put in another paragraph about one zip, the like longest and fastest one there, of how scared I was during that one. It was. But shall I read it?
Sure, go ahead.
Then we got to a very long zip. I asked the staff member, how long is this one? He said, it's the longest and fastest one here. I was extremely nervous. This time I went first. As he was attaching me to the zip, I was petrified. At the exact moment he threw me, I shut my eyes with fright. After a few seconds, I opened them. The view was beautiful. You could see the whole rainforest. Sadly, the zip had to end.
Okay. Final question. Is there are there one or two things that you learned about writing a narrative essay that you feel like those things have stuck with you and you'll carry them on into your other writing?
Well, I learned you have to, like, you can't just, I don't know how to say it, but, like, you can't just make stuff just, like, write things. Like, you have, things have to have a meaning behind them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie.